Well, my precious family, being really honest with you, as I try to be all the time, I awoke with allergies this morning, hurting with fibro and exhausted, and feeling like I just can't make it anymore. So when I came into prayer, Jesus spoke to me before I even focused on him, and he said, I am upholding you. You were running this race on my strength because you have none of your own. Thank you, Lord. I feel that way. He continued, I am faithful and true and will always give you what you need to do my work. Lean on me, Claire. Really depend on me moment by moment to sustain you. And I promise you that I will not run out of strength. We truly are one. One heart, one mind, one purpose. It is only your human weaknesses that throw the monkey wrench in. It is not you. It is your limitations crying out to me to supplement your strength. I know how those puffs of brain fog come in from nowhere and cause you hesitation and confusion. We are working on dispelling those, which are movements of the enemy. Lord, please encapsulate me in your love and mercy and your strength, your endurance, your virtue, because I am lacking so much in those areas. He continued, I am always by your side, ready to help. One thing is missing, though, and that is your request with faith. Instead of buying into the enemy's suggestion that you are too old and sick, tell that liar that I make all things new and then cleave to me with all your heart. He is relentless in trying to discourage my vessels unto honor, operating every second of every hour of every day to bring them down. So you must relentlessly cleave to me, hold on to me, ask me for the strength to go on. I know how tired and how sick you are. I know exactly what you can endure. But the biggest challenge for you is faith, believing that I am true to my word. That solid belief discourages the devil. Yes, be a discourager of the devil. That's going to be the title of the message. Discourage him by telling him about my boundless strength and devotion and being always at your side, ready to make up for what you lack. Remember, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Yes, you are weak. Yes, you fall short in faith. Yes, you sometimes stumble and fall. But the truth is that I am constantly available to make up for your lapses. If you forget, I even remind you to call for my help. This forgetfulness is the area he works in the most. Jesus smiled, because when he said that to me about forgetfulness, I grabbed my bottle of ginkgo and took two supplements, brain supplements. And he smiled and he said, yes, take your ginkgo, but even more, call on me to help with your memory. Please, Jesus, help me to be faithful to all you've asked me to do. You know, guys, sometimes I get up and I look at everything that I could be doing, that I wish I had done, that I should be doing. I get a little discouraged and overwhelmed. So I have to back up and say, okay, one thing at a time, what's on my plate right now, and go for that. So I asked him, please help me to be faithful to all you've asked me to do. And even faithful to keep you awake when I'm speaking to you, he said. Yes, Lord, please keep me awake. I am here to steady your mind. I know how difficult it is for you to stay centered. In an ideal world with no impediments, you would have no trouble at all. But you are buffeted by spiritual forces, physiological forces, your age, and the climate of Earth. All these things tend to work against you. That is why I am here to help. You see, with me, you can bypass and overcome all of these. obviously, because that's what I'm doing right now. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. He continued, it is my pleasure to help my bride. Thank you for saying yes and being willing to serve me. He continued, so I have explained these things to you to share with the channel, so they will take hold of me and all circumstances, asking for help to overcome their weaknesses. It truly is my joy to do so. This is a cooperative venture, heart dwellers. It is something no one can do alone, because the enemy exerts force to the degree of your strength to overcome your good intentions. I take this into account very much, your pure intentions, and offer all that I am and have to help you reach your heart's intended goal. Oh, my brides, if only you could see how truly present I am to you, just waiting for you to ask. So now I am asking of you an exercise. The very minute a discouraging thought emerges in your mind, I want you to redirect your attention immediately to me with this very thing. Yes, treat it like a tennis ball. When the devils insinuate weakness, failure, and hopelessness into your mind, hit it over to me in my court, at the same time denouncing it. Very simply, I renounce that. Jesus, help me. It does not have to be an elegant prayer. Just a simple exclamation will do. Then listen for my response, which will very likely be a scripture for you to stand on. For instance, my God will supply all my needs in Christ Jesus. Oh, Claire, I know how you suffer from insecurities, both real and imagined, as well as the cleverly inserted failure words the enemy is on the lookout to send you. I know all this so well, but your recourse to me is 100% there for you. You just don't remember. I am asking you now to remember. Lord, would you please be my prompter? Yes, beloved, that is what I'm getting at. But I still require effort on your part, okay? With your grace, Lord, okay. Oh, my sweet family and heart dwellers, do you see what a gentleman Jesus is? Do you see how he broods over you like a mother dove? And I haven't even begun to touch on the supernatural protection he sends with his angels. Most of us have the concept of God as being angry, retaliating, harsh, and unyielding to those who are not perfect. And who is perfect? No one but the Lord. So it's a losing proposition for most people. They know their sins. They want to change, but they feel they must be perfect before they approach him. Nothing could be further from the truth. He loves and wants you just the way you are now, broken, mangled from sin, bleeding, covered in mud, weak and helpless. He wants to heal those places that continually cause your failures in life. I have a real problem with Christians that present a perfect image of holiness. They make the relationship with Jesus unattainable to all of us. Their suits are pressed just right, their ties are tied just right, their shoes are shiny, and their face is confident. Strip away all that and take a look at the inner man. Just this morning he had a struggle with lust and impurity. The night before he changed a figure on his income tax return. Plus he lusted after a waitress serving his table. And he got impatient with his secretary because of a mistake she made in a letter. Add to that the pressures of paying all the bills without favoring the big contributors in the church, and you have a real mess underneath that tidy, perfectly ironed suit. So don't allow these things to intimidate you. Know that everyone who presents a perfect image on the outside has tremendous inner struggles on the inside. And the only way we can get through those is to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm too little. I'm too weak. I need you to do this through me. Please help me. And I promise you, he will. I'm living proof of that. Amen.